Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are high pay-per-view prices getting to you? Maybe MLB blackouts, maybe the insane cost of Sunday ticket, whatever it might be. NordVPN.com/Fightful is here to help. You get NordVPN.com/Fightful. You change your virtual location with one click. Maybe you want to be in the West Coast when you can't watch a game on the East Coast. They got you covered. Maybe the pay-per-view prices are just too high or there's too many of them. Switch your virtual location overseas and get the prices that they're paying there. NordVPN.com/Fightful does it all for you. And that's in addition to their password manager, their protection on public Wi-Fi, the ability to use it on all your devices, including your router, your TV. It doesn't matter. They've got you on all those. And a 30-day money-back guarantee. Maybe you're just feeling wild and you want to try it. Well, you know what? In 30 days, if you don't like it, spoiler, you will. You can get your money back. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Might help if I add myself to the stream. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. What are you guys? Oh, no, it's not the what are you guys going to talk about. It's the What's Up, You Guys podcast. We changed the name of it. This is our Q&A show. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. We would greatly appreciate it if you did that. Because I stick around basically as long as you guys want me to, as long as you guys want questions answered. Over on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business, we have a Q&A there every single week, now on Mondays. We've also got it time-stamped if you prefer the old method, but you can ask me questions there every day on our Fightful Select exclusive Discord, which I am in constantly. So make sure you check out FightfulSelect.com. But if you're here, leave a thumbs up on the video. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. I am here basically as long as you guys are sending in those super chats and humper chats. We have AEW post show tonight. Next week, we have All In. The week after that, we have Mr. Santee Zapp here with me for Bash in Berlin. And as always, exclusive news on FightfulSelect.com. Let's go ahead and get into it. Crazy 101 says, how many stadium shows will AEW do next year? I'll say two. All In and then wherever they do the Australia thing at. So, report came out, and Brandon Thurston said it seemed like it was strategically leaked to increase bids. I agree with that. I think that's what the method was there. I think AEW probably put out that information to see if that could happen. Now, I know that I'm not going to pretend to understand Australia geographically, but I know that when it was in Perth, there were a lot of people that were like, why isn't it on the other end of the country? Why doesn't AEW have a PC for ROH and training from? Because it doesn't make financial sense for them to right now. WWE does that, but AEW largely plucked people from the independent circuit or New Japan or other places. Matthew Hooks of Hooked In Voiceovers, by the way, great sponsor of our award show. So it doesn't make necessarily sense for them to do it. They effectively have ROH as a place they can get reps. I know they really miss AEW Dark for that, and it's something that I believe they'll want back as well. How long can AEW extend Lucha Brothers for injury time? Well, we don't know that they can yet. It's a situation where Penta has claimed to people that he's not under contract, but he remains on the roster page. Phoenix is under contract till September. There were rumors that Penta would be in Orlando this week, but he does have a booking in Mexico. However, I can tell you, people have claimed to me that Penta told them that he would be in Orlando or heading to Orlando. I don't know if it's for the PC, but I feel like the reason why he came out and said, AEW is my present, is to make things less messy for Phoenix. Because I was told in our Fightful Select report that they didn't seem to want to do business, they being the Lucha Brothers. I'm sure they'll speak on it at some point, but it was a little messier. There were people in the company that I spoke to that were like, you know, it's one thing to suspect this stuff, but it's another to see it in print. Amir says, have you ever met with Carlito? I've not. I've met, I believe, his brother or his cousin. Epico. I met Epico, I think it was, at Black Label Pro. I was supposed to go do some stuff with, I don't know if it was where, I don't remember what company it was, but at Lexington Legends Field here in Lexington last year, but Carlito had signed with WWE and then pulled from that date. Will Rollins be out a long time? All I have is hunches, vibes, and assumptions right now. But the fact that he was able to take that beating and be written off, I think is promising. And I know a lot of people were like, oh, his back, all this stuff. A lot of that was just storyline from the Nakamura deal. But guy was clearly banged up working throughout the year. Came back way quicker than I had anticipated. Now, I don't know that his quick return was anything that led to his quick departure, so to speak. I'm hopeful that he won't be, but I think it was important that they had him for SummerSlam, but it's unfortunate that he's already sidelined. How many more matches do you think get added to Bash at Berlin? We've got three announced. I think three more will get added. I think we will see Punk and Drew. Probably, let's see. Let's see what's on there. Cody and Kevin Owens is announced. I think they'll probably do the tag title match on SmackDown again. They've got the mixed tag announced. I'm sure BetOnline AG, our great partners, will have odds up on that very soon. I think they got to add a women's title match. And I would love for them to work Ludwig Kaiser on the card, but I don't think they're gonna. IC title match is Braun and Ilya. That'd be good. SRS, do you have any niche dream matches? For instance, one of mine is Montez Ford versus Ricky Starks for the charisma alone. Okada versus Roman Reigns is one that I would really love to see. Cody Rhodes versus, you know, some semblance of the Elite is something that I've always loved to see, wanted to see unfold. Bron Breakker versus Will Ospreay is a match that I really would love to watch. If we're talking outside of WWE, Jordynne Grace versus Rhea Ripley is definitely one I want to see. Any reason Maki Ito hasn't had another spot in AEW? They bring her in whenever it makes sense. I don't know if there's necessarily a long-term gain in that. I know that she has been open to it, but she's still 29 years old. She is working the Japan tour. She gets a lot of GCW dates, but whenever it makes sense, they bring her in. They've done it, I want to say, they brought her in February, March, they brought her in for Double or Nothing, or the Wild Card Wednesday is what it was. They brought her in like half a dozen times. And last time it was just to do dark matches. But if it makes sense, they'll bring her in. There's not like a reason why she's being held down, so to speak. Bill says, Collision was a banger this week. I missed the Guns old theme. It was so different. Yeah, I do too. Collision is a very slept on show, and we can confirm PW Insider's report that they have been very happy with this partnership, with this situation they've had going on in Dallas. And I believe it is going to, lead to a grander relationship between the two, as indicated by me reporting quite a while back. They were looking to do a stadium show at Globe Life Field. Knockbogan says, wanted to apologize for my snarky Randy Orton comment the other day on Patreon. So here's some more money. Listen, I know sometimes I can be thin-skinned over stuff, but the way that I try to highlight it to people is with a lot of the weirdos I've dealt with, that's why I don't tend to give people the benefit of the doubt. On Select, it's a little bit different. But we found out the guy that had been like really, really severely harassing me and the father of a child who passed away. Like, he was a 2-year Fightful Select subscriber. So a lot of your haters will also subscribe to you. But I'm just saying, like, you never know a wrestler's motivations. And I know what this was in relation to. It was a snarky way of saying Randy Orton wasn't going anywhere. Well, Randy Orton thought about going somewhere 5 years ago. And you never know until it happens. And I don't get to report based off of vibes and assumptions from me. I report it based off of somebody else and what the talent feel, but I don't get to assume in this line of work. A very important part of my job is asking important people very stupid or very presumable questions, but I don't get to do that. I don't get to presume. Has Jericho been exposed as WWE was the reason he got over, not good at booking his own stuff? No, because Chris Jericho got over in WCW. He got over in New Japan, and he got over in AEW. I understand that he might not be your flavor now, and I completely get that and understand that, but he's gotten over repeatedly on his own and with his own ideas. John Wells says, if you watched or heard WrestleTalk's MJF interview that dropped a short time ago, that man is hilarious. He even shits on Kentucky at one point. Well, I got a message from Jeremy Lambert that said, MJF buried your height, called you 5'6". I reached out to MJF and simply said, you bitch. And he says, you're 5'6", dude. To which I replied, you know how people tell stories about heels getting so much heat that people throw batteries at them? Yeah, he replied. And I said, well, times have changed and I'm just going to throw a fucking portable charging bank at you. Hopefully we can interview MJF soon. I've got a big interview I'm working on for this weekend. One that's very important to me and I've never done before. Can't promote it till it happens, but one that's very, very important to me. But I like interviewing MJF because he does clicks. So there you go. Tony P sent a bunch of Humper Chats over at humperchats.com. And I want to say thank you to him so much. Hi, Sean. This is a part one of a two-ish humper question. Bear with me. Lucha Brothers leaving news has also brought up the topic of AEW merch again and how they missed the boat on selling the Penta mask. Now we have the shitstorm with the MJF flag. Is PWT their only merch provider, even if they own stock, as it is your theory? If so, may that be one reason of limitation of providing large amounts for show merch, which Fanatics can do for WWE? Didn't Pro Wrestling Tees have merch issues with the first Punk return? Weren't they stretched really thin and they had to put on holds on orders? Seeing as Pro Wrestling Tees may not have the ability to mass produce merch or create certain merch like a Penta or hologram mask, this is basically why the majority of merch is on the AEW website. To counteract this limitation, which is not a good thing in my opinion, Joel and Jeremy showed some of the merch on the site. Most of it isn't bad and should be at live events to buy, but aren't. Now, if it's not a Pro Wrestling Tees issues, is it a financial one? The question about finances is related to the question about advertising as well. What I mean is that they have the money to produce heavy merch for the live shows or heavy local advertising. If finances are their main issue for the live merch and advertising woes, could the new deal help with these areas, or is it none of the above, but an overall poor strategy issue for the people in charge of those areas, which lead to new people in charge now? Tony, I don't know if you have a way to reach out to me via Patreon, via Twitter, something like that. I would be very interested in you writing a feature about this. I don't know if you've got any writing experience, but this is the most thought out question that I've ever got in the history of Fightful. This guy sent six humper chats to get this in, and I'm going to spend a lot of time on it. Before I do that, I'm going to catch my breath. I'm going to catch my breath. Where is it? Here we go.
Nobody wants to see your hairy balls, so clean them up. Manscaped.com and the code Fightful is taking care of you. Maybe you're just looking at yourself and you're going, I'm too far gone. There's nothing I can do. Manscaped's got you covered. And you might say, but Sean, there's... just so much. Where do I begin? Manscaped.com and the code Fightful. That's where you begin. That's where you go. That's what you do to figure out all this. Body wash, body buffers, shampoo, beard oil, beard balm, beard trimmers, beard combs, and then stuff for your nether regions. Ear and nose hair trimmers. What don't they have at manscaped.com when you use that code Fightful? If you travel too much, you're like, I can't be bothered with that. They got the go bag as well. They got the groin and go bundle. They have everything for you. Don't let yourself go by the wayside. Take control of yourself and your cleanliness. Go to manscaped.com. Use that code Fightful.
Okay, so Pat says, hopefully that's an advertisement for people to send humper chats more instead of super chats. Yes. So super chats limits the number of characters you can put based on the amount that you send. But if you're going to send big bombs, I don't give a damn where. We can work it out. But this guy sent a bunch of humper chats, like 250 each, to make this happen. And it was a very thought out thing. I want to break it down. I have a theory. I believe that years ago, AEW approached PWTs and said, here's the deal. We should get a part of your company for giving you our business. And by that, AEW could have outsourced their merchandising elsewhere. It is my theory, and I mean a theory, and I mean a reckless theory, that AEW was like, you know, it would probably be beneficial for your business if you became our exclusive outfitter. And that's where our shop AEW stuff would come from. That's where a lot of the local stuff would come from. And I think that in exchange for a piece of that company, AEW effectively got their merchandising covered. PWT's got a constant stream of business. And how do I put this? They got business that would have been elsewhere, all because of this deal that I theorize is being made. I've asked about it, and I was just told that AEW had made a savvy deal. don't know what that savvy deal is. And now I just want to make this clear. If you are an aggregator or a Twitter engagement farmer and you use this for your engagement farming, you're a fucking idiot. I'll go off on the rant about what people do to Dave Meltzer's quotes later, but don't be doing that. That's just a theory I have. It's clear that Pro Wrestling Tees does not have the ability to mass produce masks. They've got like COVID masks, but they don't have actual masks. There is no reason they should not have mass produced masks for everybody. I mean, Fuego, everybody. WWE will make their money back on Penta and Phoenix based on their masks. You have to be able to market this cool stuff. Hologram. Kids want to buy a hologram mask there. They want to buy the Sting mask. They want to buy little masks painted up as Thunder Rosa and Dustin Rhodes. Yes, it is an investment. It is an investment that pays off if you invest in it. I'll give you a good example for my line of work. Everybody wants to pitch Fightful a podcast. You can't make money by slapping the Fightful name on a podcast. You can't. There's too many shows. Will Washington came to me years ago and he said, here's the thing. It will make money. I guarantee it. We'll accept a rev split. I knew that was going to make us money immediately. AEW merch, if invested in, will make them money. This isn't like, oh my God, this is a bold new world. No, it will make them money. And if Pro Wrestling Tees won't do it, license it to someone who will. Figure out someone who will. Let's look right here. Let's go right now. Lucha Masks Shop. All right, here we go. There's a guy named Mr. Mask Man. I don't know who the hell Mr. Mask Man is. But you know what? Bet he would probably love to take in all the work because he's selling masks for $35 each. All right, here we go. Mask Maniac. Mask Maniac. Look, they're producing masks for $18-$20. Luchas.org. There are people that you can hit up, and if they aren't doing this for a full-time living, they should be doing it for a full-time living. Yes, you have your own t-shirt outfitter, but when something hits, and I mean this for WWE as well, you need to be able to capitalize immediately in pro wrestling. What good is it if I order, listen, all due respect to the Hawk Tua girl, Haley Welch. I sang her praises a couple weeks ago. Ain't nobody wearing a freaking Hawk Tua shirt now. They were going to wear it the week of. And that's why all the bootleggers capitalized off of her. Don't let the bootleggers capitalize off of you. I understand AEW is protective of their copyrights and stuff. So you see like people that are making certain art and monetizing that. I understand and I sympathize with the artist. Also, it's the copyright owners protecting their copyright. I understand it. But if you aren't capitalizing off of it, do that. By all means, hit up these artists and say, cut us in and you can keep making it. And Miss Kayfabe brings up a point. The irony is that AEW is the worst t-shirt company ever. And I know the MJF flag has people up in arms. People will, you know, find reasons to be upset about that, and I get it. Let's take a look at their roster right now as we do spend some time on this. A, they should be Orange Cassidy sunglasses, denim jackets, flat right out of the gate. And Helico bucket hats, for the love of God. Make them to order. Bandito masks, without a doubt. Gun Club, everything. Bullet Club Gold, everything. Brian Keith, cowboy hats. There should be Christian Cage turtlenecks. You should be selling basic black turtlenecks on your merch stand. Anybody that's got a painted face, a mask, you should be selling the hell out of it. Somebody says Tony Storm shoes.
Jeff Jarrett guitars. I bought one of those damn things from TNA. Now, granted, it was for a meme, whatever. You should be selling all this stuff. You should be making it easy for men, women, and children to dress up as your talent for Halloween. Abaddon, everything. MJF scarf. Yes. I mean, listen, he doesn't do that nearly as much, but yeah, I thought that they should have changed it to like a blue scarf or something, something that they could monetize and sell on their own. They should be doing that. It shouldn't be this difficult. Now, as far as local merch, they never have enough or the right amount or the right setup at these shows. A lot of that comes with logistics and making it make sense there. I can't speak to their logistics in that sense. I have never worked in that, so I can't really speak to that. As far as advertising locally, I have heard radio advertisements. They need to be doing TV advertisements as well locally. I know they've been buying up some local stuff here in Lexington, so I know that's something that they're doing. The New Deal, it could affect things. I think they're going to get, I don't know what the package will be, but I think they're going to get at least two times the amount of money they're making. Ah, man. But people have been bitching about this for years. You got to fix it. People got to fix it. Drop those super chats. Drop those humper chats. Any insight on when Mania 41 tickets will go on sale? Nope, I haven't heard anything on that. I'm not usually your guy for that. I'm sorry. Sorry to tell you that. But he says, also ready for football season. Go Lions. My good friend, good close personal friend, Mona, is a Lions fan. You can see a lot of great work she's doing. She's got an insane TikTok following as well. Will there be an AEW pay-per-view residency in Cleveland? Goddamn, I hope not, Michael. I hope not. That would be terrible. But yeah, I legitimately don't want one there. When do you think Ricochet will pop up in a wrestling ring again? At this point, I think he might be a surprise for the Casino Gauntlet that I think that they're going to load up. What kind of matches do wrestlers at the PC study? Just WWE or other promotions? Usually stuff from WWE's library. But they can also request matches. With Christmas and New Year's Day both falling on a Wednesday, you know if AEW plans to skip those days for Dynamite, air taped shows, or air on another day. They will not be doing a live show. That's for sure. They absolutely will not do a live show on those. But, yeah. Sorry, I got an interesting message. This week will be fun. Fun for me. My receipts. Heavy Metal Chris says, so the smart money is on Hangman to win the gauntlet, then go on to beat Swerve it all out, right? Taking the GF to All In. She's in love with Darby Allin. I've had to accept it. LOL. Loved MJF's interview with Jack the Jobber. Man is a star. Much love. MJF's interviews are really good. There are a lot of options. I don't think it's an accident that Darby Allin won against Hangman. Hangman could win the gauntlet. They've left it pretty vague. I'm starting to wonder if this is like a Money in the Bank situation where he could insert himself into the main event. He could win the main event. Danielson could win the main event. Swerve could win, and then Hangman could challenge him. Or Hangman could win in the main event, and then Swerve could just challenge him again. I think Danielson's winning. So all the people that are like, oh, well, clearly Hangman's winning. Not so. It's people are doing gymnastics to make it seem like, oh, it's so predictable. Took 2.5 weeks to get my meat shirt, says Meat Normus. Let's crank. How will ratings be determined when Raw moves to Netflix? They won't, Meat Normus. We will have to take WWE's word for it, in which we won't take WWE's word for it. We'll run their claims. That's what I did this weekend. WWE internally claimed a very large SmackDown number. However, preseason football starting. So it was inflated in some markets that normally had SmackDown in that time slot. So, yeah, I
I don't think that there's going to be necessarily a way to track it besides just telling people. No real way. I mean, we could maybe track it based on, we can't really track that, but we can track our personal views and compare it, but that's not a science. Dante says, I thought mid merch was exclusive to AEW, but I bought some WWE merch recently and the quality isn't there. I have a CM Punk from 2013 that's better quality than the one I just bought. That is the mass produced nature. I mean, listen, Fanatics has become a juggernaut and they're very successful in what they do, but they also just slap a logo on a lot of things. Why doesn't Tony let Jericho do this terrible learning tree act when not working? I think it hurts the AEW product. I think you mean, why does he let him? I don't have a good answer for that. I wish that he didn't, because I haven't liked it. I haven't thought that it's very good. I think that Jericho as like washed up rock star trying to hang on is way better. His contract's up in about a year and a half.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think. Why does Tony seem to hate, or Conan seem to hate Tony Khan now? Also, how much influence does Conan have on Penta and Ray going to WWE? I don't know about that last one, but he clearly knew about it. He clearly had an idea it was happening, and Penta is trying to sort of calm those fires, so to speak. I can't speak to why Conan hates Tony Khan. Tony has done business with CMLL, and Conan does business with AAA, and that's really all the insight I have on it. I feel like the best way to get that answer is asking Conan yourself, because I think that Conan was honestly probably going to be pretty transparent about it. Like, I have had my issues with, you know, Disco and Billy and the people that he's had on his show, but I do not know Conan. I have never had a conversation with Conan. It's hard for me to like really check his vibes on that sort of thing, but he has always struck me as the type of person that if you just ask him the question, he will either one, be transparent about it, or two, tell you to mind your own fucking business. You know what I mean? And I respect that. Can't say that I agree with his approach all the time, but he probably doesn't agree with mine. So will Okada wrestle it all in? Do you think DG leaves? I think Garcia will stay. I think they'll make him a good offer. I think Okada probably is in that gauntlet that they want to load up. We got a couple of super chats that I want to spend good money on. Bridget Hewlett, who is always so good to us. Also, wonderful to see you, Bridget. Is Danhausen done with AEW? And Phil says, any chance Danhausen makes an appearance at All In? I know it's unlikely, but a surprise casino gauntlet entrance would be really cool. Thanks as always. I brought this up to somebody, and at the time, they said, you know, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, but I wouldn't count on it. Now, Danhausen wrestled a match in November, and he wrestled two in December. Other than that, that man has not wrestled in AEW in a year and a half. In total, he's wrestled 24 matches in over 2 years that he's worked there. And unfortunately, he has dealt with a lot of injuries, but the last 8 months, he has been healthy. He has been working the indies. I've seen him a number of times. He seemed pretty happy. I know there were some issues there, but issues here and there, but the guy is another person who should be merchandised heavily. I know he has been vocal about being used in the company. I know that there are people that want him used, but also dude has pretty publicly been loyal to CM Punk. But you know what? Darby and Brody King are friends with CM Punk as well. Dax and Cash are friends with CM Punk as well. So I don't think that's a disqualifier like some people originally thought. Any indication that AEW is holding off on major investing in parts of their business like merch until their TV deal is finalized? Yes, there is. In fact, there was one talent that had done their contract, and actually it had been announced, and I was told that they were told that a possible renegotiation was on the table after the TV deal got announced. Now, this was like, gosh, a long time ago. Let me see how far back that was. Oh my gosh, that was like a year and a half ago even. No. Yeah, it was. Yeah. There you go. But yeah, I think that's very possible. AEW could be making a killing with merch. The line at WWE events are constant before, during, and after. Yeah, Don, I completely agree. It really needs to be addressed and handled. The more people you have wearing your stuff, the cooler it seems. What kid that likes wrestling does not like a wrestling mask? Who? We sold Sean Ross Sapp paper masks, and they sold. I didn't want them. But I got pictures of like 50 people in them. They're the dumbest thing ever. You mean to tell me that hologram masks wouldn't sell? Man. If Lucha Brothers come to WWE, do you see them on Raw with LWO or SmackDown to work with Andrade or Legado? I think they'll be connected to Rey Mysterio. In whatever sense that is, I think they'll be connected to Rey Mysterio. And I think they should be. They are very special talent, and I think a WWE run at this stage for Penta is very good. I just, like, imagine Shane Helms after going over the match with Penta being like, okay, now listen, only do your taunt one time, not seven times in a row like you have been. And then six of them in, you, Shane Helms is backstage. My fucker. That's him. That's what I can't wait to see. Fantasy book, which wrestling family would come out on top? Dudley's, Bloodlines, Hearts, Guerreros, Wyndham's, and the Bellas. Okay. The Bellas. Okay. Here we go. Dudley's are very top heavy. We'll just say that. And you can throw in Stacy Keibler because of her association. So it wouldn't be them, but they would make it interesting. They would be like the Langmores on Ozark. Bloodline, if we're talking about the vast Bloodline, it's probably going to be them because you're talking about Yokozuna, Umaga as well. You're really working everybody in there. The Hearts, also very top heavy. But you got Brett, Owen, Bulldog, Anvil. You know, Pillman is probably going to be involved there. You got Natalya involved as well. The Guerreros, again, top heavy. But I think they could do some great stuff with the Dudleys. The Wyndhams, Barry Windham at one point was one of the best wrestlers on the planet. IRS was painfully boring. Bray Wyatt was great. The Wyndhams would probably have the Wyatts helping them. So that's interesting. And the Bellas, you can go Nikki, Brie. Maybe they call in a favor to Cena, Danielson, John Laurinaitis. Ugh. But he could call in some favors to LOD. I just think it'd be the Bloodline. It gets messy. At this point, what are your main or title matches and main match, main event for Mania? Woof. Bloodline story, Cody, Cena, Last Mania, Emerging Stars. It's a large field. I could see John Cena winning the 17th championship at Mania. Him and Cody would be a big time match. Rock versus Roman, big time match. I think that Jacob Fatu should sort of seize his end of the Bloodline. But Rock Roman has got to be one of them, I think. I don't think they can stretch Roman and Solo out till then. And if they do, I don't want to see it. I'd rather see Roman and Jacob Fatu. But Roman and Jacob Fatu could be good. But I think Rock Roman's the way to go. What sort of punishment could Logan be looking at if he loses the cyber harassment suit? Well, I mean, he's not actually named in the lawsuit. He's named in an article, but it, probably not any WWE punishment. But lose some money. Any updates on Shotzi? She's a ways off from what I understand. A ways off. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Of the crazy deep women's roster in NXT, which under-the-radar performer would you see as a top talent? I see Jada Parker and Izzy Dame as big stars. I have long said that I think that JC Jane is a person who could emerge and be a good star on the WWE main roster. I think whether it be solo or as a duo, man, I really think that her and Gigi, if he reunited them, could work out really well. But every time I've seen JC Jane on main event, and I actually watch main event, she faced Brynley Reese recently. But when I saw her on SmackDown in the women's tag title tournament, thought she was really good. Her entrance especially, very, very good. I think she's the one. She's the one. Thoughts on the Women Fulham FCXAW collab? Good. They need to do more of that. But I don't know anything about soccer at all. Brokely Hathaway says, do you think it's weird DG hasn't re-signed yet? Or do you think WWE has better batting average when AEW talent go to them compared to the other way around? TK can give him whatever he wants, but I wonder if DG sees what his old colleagues have done. I mean, listen, Mercedes had a WWE offer. Will Ospreay had a WWE offer. Adam Copeland had a WWE offer. I wouldn't say that at all. I think it's dependent on the situation, the money, and the priorities. I think that Daniel Garcia would do very, very well in NXT. And I think if given the opportunity, he'd do great on the main roster. I just wonder if he would get that opportunity. He should. He's fantastic. But I think his best chance at long-term success is with AEW. BL says, being in your line of work, when was the last time you were genuinely surprised by a storyline ending, appearance, or swerve in a good way, bad way? I don't know everything. I'm not Miss Cleo. I'm not clairvoyant. All the time I get surprised. All the time, man. The last time, it's a lot of the Cody, Roman, Rock stuff, because they didn't know what they were doing, much less me. Much less me. But yeah, I'm surprised all the time. Crazy 101 says, do you think AEW will have a Hall of Fame? If so, who is first in? Probably Brody Lee. I think Brody Lee will be in. And it depends on if they'll do like a wrestling history Hall of Fame, because, you know, Tony loves that. But I think it should be like an AEW specific Hall of Fame at first. And then if you want to expand it and make it the AEW Wrestling Hall of Fame, that'd be kind of cool too. What do I think Giovanni Vinci's ceiling is? I think that is going to become very, very evident soon. I would reserve judgment on that. Right now, I think it's tag team specialist. What is the AEW filming schedule if Dark returns? I could see them doing Dark and then Dynamite, then filming Rampage and Collision together on Thursdays, and then doing ROH shows completely separate of that. Need a promotion to bring in Chapel Rowan. I'm not hip to who that is, so instead of saying who, I will Google them later. What's your percentage of AEW versus WWE signing each? Daniel Garcia, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Daniel Garcia, 75% AEW. Kevin Owens, I'll go 55% AEW because I think AEW really wants him. And I'll say 40% Sami Zayn. He seems to be very happy in WWE. 40% for AEW just because I think they'll try to make a big offer to get Sami and Kevin. Any updates on AJ Styles? I've been asking. I heard he was healthy. I would love to see him at Bound for Glory, but I don't know if they'll let it happen. But I've been asking. Got NXT tickets for Chicago. Curious what to expect besides the CM Punk appearance and the typical NXT product. I think you'll see some big stars pop up on that show. I think they're going to try their best to make a big impression there. And try to show the Chicago market, oh, you don't need AEW. You got NXT. You can come watch this instead. That's what I think they'll do. Saw on the earnings WWE call, they said they wanted to license more content. Have you heard any expanded considerations like main event? Yeah, they will. They'll continue to license out every single thing that they can. Everything, that, which I mean, I don't know how long the Peacock deal is with main event. But yeah, anything that they can, they will. Whether it be pre-shows or this weekend WWE, anything that they can, they will. And I know one thing. You should license your erections out to Blue Chew.
You dealing with a nosy mailman all up in your business about what you're ordering, what you're getting? Well, don't worry about it with BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. It ships discreetly. Discreetly. Fortunately for you, because the mailman's going to want to know what's going on. He's going to be delivering that mail to your house. He's going to hear all these sounds. He's going to be like, what's going on there? Well, I don't know because this package doesn't say anything, but I have a feeling the package in there is saying something, and it will be because of BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Helps get you that main event performance and confidence. And you get your first shipment free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the code FIGHTFUL. Like I said, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but much more affordable and in a chewable. Take their online quiz, and then when approved, it ships straight to your door. My gosh. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Mind your own business, mailman.
Heavy Metal Chris says, use Humper Chat over Super Chat, people. Better money for FIGHTFUL. It is. And also, I want to give you guys a little heads up. Starting in November, Apple, greedy as hell, is charging 30% to platforms and people like Patreon if you subscribe on their app. So to avoid that, use the web option because Patreon is offering us the ability, Patreon, which takes thousands from us a month anyway, is offering us the ability to increase our subscription rate for iOS users, which we will be doing. We have never increased in 6.5 years our Fightful Select subscription. So far, that's the only way we're going to do it is it'll be up 30% if you subscribe on Apple. Now, if you go to the web version, you can do it and it'll be the same price. But, man. Also says, always seems to me that TK never really got Danhausen, didn't know what to do with him, only hired him for the internet buzz. Forget he's a fantastic wrestler and not just a gimmick. Yeah, I mean, I know Tony's not a Toru Yano fan. That's probably why we haven't seen him like appearing in AEW or anything. And I know a lot of people sort of compared Danhausen to him, but that's not the way to probably get him on the show because I don't think Yano's ever had an AEW match. ROH in Orlando or smaller markets buildings if they run it separately. I think it'll be stuff similar to the size of the Collision setup right now. And I think that's right for them. I think they should run it as a super indie. They really should. A super indie, like hybrid of dark. Like, bro, go to, if you come near here, have Shane Mercer absolutely kill some jobber on the show. And then if you like him, you keep him. If not, okay. But run it like that. Make it cool. Make it the closest thing to PWG you can find. What do you think of WWE Lucha Bros look like? No Canadian Destroyers, Package Pio Drivers, Ray Phoenix. Name change. Separate him from Mysterio. Probably Ray Fuego or something. Or I mean, just Fuego. But then there's Fuego del Sol, which you can't do. Maybe... Inferno is already taken. My God, so many fire names. I think they'll still do like Canadian Destroyers or Sunset Flip Bombs, you know, Infrareds, as opposed to Pile Drivers. The first person to do the Package Pile Driver should be Kevin Owens. Who is Joe Burrow going to throw to with both Higgins and Chase holding out for money? Higgins isn't holding out. Higgins is practicing and played. He will be playing week one. Chase has 2 years on his deal. I don't know what he's doing. Hopefully they give him the deal, but he's got 2 years left on his contract. So he'll throw to Mike Gesicki, Eric All, Jermaine Burton, who is very, very good. That's who. Save a question, bash the Berlin concert or conference, sometimes needed Triple H. Does vacation time occur resting at home or away from the job? Thanks, Sean. For me, personally? Or is this for Triple H? I'm not going to bash at Berlin. Denise is. I rest at home. I can't rest when I'm on the road. Glassdoor Gamer says, never seen a company as under the microscope as AEW. To me, that says a lot about their impact on the industry. Yes, they were very cool. And then WWE got good and people wanted to pretend like it wasn't good or cool. And they can feel however they want to feel if they really feel that way. But, you know, there are matches I see that are classics in All Japan in 1992. Or whatever it is. And then I'm like, if that spot would have happened or somebody would have fallen that way, people would have buried that spot out of context online. And I'm like, man, this is so fun. Like, what you have to remember is this is what people are doing for their entertainment, watching the show and enjoying it. And then people are breaking it down and making it their personality. Ugh. Is it a bad idea for AEW to showcase unsigned talent on TV? In the spot that Stephanie Vaquera is in, yes. But I don't think in general, no. I think that it is kind of nice to do that. Speaking of, Fightful Select is going to have some news on an unsigned talent that might end up getting signed very soon. If the word that we're hearing is true. You think WWE will potentially give Bullet Club one more chance at Balor leading with AJ, OG, if they take a break from the bloodline? If they do that, first off, I think the ship has sailed. But I think if they do that, it should go against the bloodline and they can say, oh, look, we're better than them again. Tim McFall says, love your interactions with the likes of MJF and Cody. It's awesome they inject levity into this craziness. More wrestlers should do this. It humanizes them. Quasi-related. Thoughts on Dom and Impulsive. I kind of love Dom now. Listen, I've spoke openly about how much I respect Dominic for the way that he has handled himself and being put in a position where he had to deliver, and it was very tough, and then becoming an indispensable personality in WWE. And he's hilarious. The guy has the chops to make it work. I'm not a supporter of Logan Paul's show and the things that he has done. Dominic ribbing him over it is so funny. It was so good where he was like, oh, I hear they have a nice four. Dominic is hilarious. He's somebody that I've done media with. I did one interview with virtually and then one media interview with. And I said, do you want to do it in character or out? And he said, whatever you prefer. I love that. Really enjoyed doing media with that guy. Top notch. He's going to be around for a long time. The MJF and Cody stuff, they're guys that I have friendly interactions with interpersonally. And they don't always like what I report or report about them, but they are professional enough to understand that it's my job and got to do it. MJF, if I'm 5'6", he's 5'2". But that's just, listen, if he wants to be Muggsy Bogues height, whatever, whatever. Ryan says, Sean, what do you think Tony's announcement? Are they a TV deal in the U.S. stadium? Yes, that's exactly what I think it is, Ryan. That's what I think it is. I think they'll announce a big stadium show in Dallas. And I do think the TV deal is coming imminently. I don't want to say imminently. I think the TV deal is probably done. I think they probably sealed the deal. I don't want to say imminently. Updates on Ricky Starks and Wardlow. I asked about Wardlow and nobody knew. Ricky Starks is just home. He's healthy. He's training. He's doing something. But he's doing stuff, staying ready. But yeah, Ricky's around. Not at the shows, but they just got to come to terms on whatever it is the hell that they're going to do. What AEW pay-per-view do you think will be the first on Max? Whatever they do in January, I think. Nicholas says, when do you think we each see Delta, Stephanie, and Julia with the big three in NXT showing in the foreseeable future? At this point, I'd wait till the CW. I would wait and debut them there. That way, you can debut one a few weeks after the other and maybe debut them as a faction or something even. Maybe a short-lived one, but sort of like a takeover type of thing. I think that would be really good. And you give that aura of unpredictability to your new show. Any chance on someone like Tegan Nox doing an NXT run? There's a report back a few months, but nothing came to fruition. Yeah, we all often hear about people they're interested in. Like they wanted to bring in Josh Alexander. And I think there's a real possibility that Tegan Nox could do an NXT run. She's healthy. She's healthy. Get your super chats, humper chats in. We're heading down the home stretch here. I am starving, guys. Starving.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
But yeah, I do think that we'll see Tegan Nox in NXT before too long. You think we'll see Raquel return to help out Liv versus Rhea in their next one-on-one match? Have her as her heater, provided she's ready. Yes, and she would fit right in with Judgment Day. And I think it would give Raquel some personality. Like, she pops up, and she, when you see her smiling and stuff, she really, really was just like that. That's just how she is. But if she can stay healthy, yeah. Andy Reid says, "Hi, Sean. Do you know if they have it sorted out the transport after All In's last year debacle? People got stranded at the stadium." Now, hold on a second. Who is they? That is not AEW's responsibility to hand out or handle you guys traveling from the venue. Like, if the tube is full and, like, there are no Ubers out there, like, that isn't on AEW. If you mean the CM Punk transport, well, listen, that was widely misrepresented. they're told, hey, we'll reimburse you for your Uber or travel or whatever it is you need to do if you can't make it through the shuttle or anything like that. It ain't AEW's responsibility to handle travel from a venue for fans. Matthew says, Holiday versus EC3, NWA YouTube. Is this Holiday's ascent? Any news on him signing anywhere? Glad you asked that. So I have an interview with Richard Holiday that we never aired per his request, but I love that guy. If you have not checked out Richard Holiday's Instagram, you need to do that immediately. It is at Most Marketable. He's got about 11,000 followers. He's doing like a podcaster gimmick, and he is so good at riling people up. He is such a troll wrangler, this guy. And he's like comparing himself to Jordan and LeBron James, knowing how people will react. And it's like a it's one of those podcasts, like when you see the podcast ads and they're pretending like, oh, well, look, we're having an expert on. Oh, did you know that you could actually do this? Did you know? It'd be like me. Here would be the ad. Yeah, did you know that you could subscribe to Fightful Select for just $5 a month or $54 a year? Yeah, it's the most inexpensive, exclusive wrestling news service on the planet. Yeah, yeah. Discord. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely right. Exclusive news, podcasts. It's incredible. It's incredible. He does videos like that where he very clearly isn't talking to anybody. He trolls the shit out of people. It is so good. Like, the people do not get it on there. And I'm loving watching that. It's so good, man. Please go watch it. Kate says his comment section is amazing. He's a great performer, great wrestler. My interview that I did with he and Alicia Toots, one of my favorite. Ryan says, if you have any idea why Kiana James has disappeared off TV? I've not heard. She has not done recent tapings. So when I get the rundowns for Main Event or Speed or anything like that, she's not featured on them. The last time was her match, the Money in the Bank qualifier a couple months ago. Nobody seems to know, but I think in a few weeks I'll have an answer for that. But she did not have a plan. They didn't have a plan for her for the call-up. They didn't have a plan for Dijak. Then they let him go. It was very weird. Very unusual. Don't know why they did that. They got people excited for no reason whatsoever. I'll see what I can learn. But Dijak, it was a little easier because he was on a main roster deal. But guys, thank you all so much. Till next time, we're out.